This is the WGXE News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Bethany Bump reports in the Albany Times-Union that 30% of the Meals on Wheels program in Rensselaer County and 19% in Albany County is paid for with federal money. President Donald Trump's initial budget announced last week would eliminate federal funds. Rensselaer County spokesperson Chris Meyer said, quote, "I really don't want any seniors to wake up and read this and think these programs are in jeopardy. We've made a committed effort over the years to maintain this program, and we'll do what we need to keep them intact," end quote. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Albany Times-Union that the Glens Falls law firm that negotiated a settlement agreement with the corporations blamed for polluting Hoosick Falls water supplies has bought out the law practice of the village's attorney. John R. Patterson, Jr., the village attorney, recommended the firm that is now buying his law practice to the village board. Village trustee Kevin O'Malley said, quote, "I think we should have known and probably the public should know at some point," end quote. The Glens Falls firm would also get $300,000 in fees if the currently tabled settlement with the town and St. Gobain and Honeywell is approved. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Olivia Beavers reports at The Hill that New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman hired a prosecutor who served under fired U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara to focus on public corruption cases. A Wall Street Journal report said Howard Master will also focus on investigations related to President Donald Trump, who recently fired Bharara and most other U.S. attorneys. Schneiderman has previously litigated against Trump on a fraud lawsuit over Trump University and joined colleagues in other states challenging Trump's immigration ban and climate change plans. Read the full story at The Hill. House Majority Leader Paul Ryan hopes to get a vote on the American Health Care Act, or Trump Care, by this Thursday, March 23rd. Last week, Representative John Faso got the bill out of his committee, casting the deciding vote. Faso hasn't said yet, but there's no reason to believe he will not vote for the bill when it reaches the House floor. Paul Kirby at the Daily Freeman rounds up other opinions around the Hudson Valley about the proposed replacement to the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. Last week, Ulster County Executive Michael Hine issued an executive order to create a report on the impact if the Affordable Care Act is repealed. David Scarpino, President and Chief Executive Officer of Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley, with two hospital campuses in Kingston, said, quote, "We would be concerned about any federal cuts that affect safety net hospitals, such as cuts in Medicaid reimbursements, because of the fragile financial condition of those institutions, including ours," end quote. HealthQuest operates the Northern Dutchess Hospital in Rhinebeck and Vassar Brothers Medical Center in Poughkeepsie, among other facilities. And Chief Financial Officer Gary Smurhall said, quote, "There should be no hurry. I don't know why they are rushing into this thing when it is so important to the country. They should take one step at a time," end quote. Director Karen Scharf of Citizen Action, an activist group in Kingston, said, quote, "Congressman Faso will have to decide whose side he's on this week. Will he vote to give billions in tax breaks to insurance CEOs and the super rich, or will he protect our health care?" End quote. Read the full story at the Daily Freeman. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXE News Update.